Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a pony tail.
Of course, that's Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and Big Bopper. It was on this date, February 3rd, 1959, the day the music died. Here to talk about it with us. I mean, who else would we have here to talk about it with us? It's Johnny Rabbit.
Wow.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning to you.
This was a day that those of you who were in the music business at the time will never forget.
Never. You can't forget something like that. I remember coming to work. I was at KCKN in Kansas City doing a morning show. And somewhere in the toward the end of that show, the announcement came over what was in the International News Service wire, which became United Press International. And somebody brought it into me. And I mean, you talk about a shock, because at that time, 59, this is when these guys were at their peak.
Mm-hmm.
And we were playing all of the music, and it was just a shock. You know, one person would be a big deal. Two, but three all at the same time. And all this tragic ending there in that cornfield in a far north area where it was just covered with snow.
Yeah, what actually led to the plane crash?
Well, they hadn't planned on being on a plane. The deal was that they were doing a 24-city tour over 3 weeks. That's a lot of of places in three weeks. And all in, Minnesota, northern Illinois, South Dakota, an area, middle of winter.
Mm.
Temperatures ranged from the 20s to as low as 36 degrees below zero.
Wow.
A lot of snow. And they were traveling in old school buses. Well, the first one broke down. They got another one. And that one, the heat didn't work. And, I mean, they were in miserable condition. And finally, after this one date at the Surf Ballroom, which is the most famous. That's where everything is in Clear Lake. That's where it all happens again.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, tonight they're continuing on with this memorial tribute. And they decided to charter a plane. Now, they could only find a Beechcraft Bonanza V-tail 1947 plane from a flying service. So they got that and had a pilot who was 21 years old, didn't have a lot of experience. And they decided that only three of them were going to be able to make this trip.
Mm-hmm.
Not the show was a big show. I mean, it was Buddy Holly and the Crickets, which is a three-member group.
Right.
Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper, and also Dion and the Belmonts were on it. So it was just, since Buddy was paying for it, he said it should be he and a couple of the Crickets. Well, things happened with one of the Crickets, decided he'd give up his seat to somebody else, and then there was the Big Bopper had the flu, and Waylon Jennings, who was one of the Crickets, said, well, I'll give you my seat, Big Bopper. And supposedly the last thing that Waylon said, I think that the Big Bopper said to Waylon, well, I hope you can make it on that old school bus. And Waylon said, well, I hope that old airplane don't crash.
Oh, boy.
And that haunted him, he said, for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. It sounds kind of like the Stevie Ray Vaughan story, where he wasn't supposed to be on his plane or his helicopter either. And then he got on there, and the rest is history. As you mentioned, at the time, it was a major shock in the music industry. But it wasn't called the day the music died until quite a while later.
1971, late 71, when the Don McLean song, American Pie, came out, that was in part about this great tragedy. And he used the day the music died, and it caught on. And it's been going on. I mean, people use that all the time, referring to it. And then they at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa, they have an annual event. It's a big event. I mean, it's to see the whole show four nights, it's $315.
Wow.
And they've got a big list of people that are performing there, you know, I think the biggest star this year is Brenda Lee is going to be the
really?
Main star of the uh-huh. thing.
Of course, that's the voice of Johnny Rabbit. You know him from Route 66 here on KMOX and his long history. And we're talking about history. It was the day the music died, February 3rd, 1959. Now, we know we lost three amazing musicians at the time, but they're also family people, and they left behind family. So that, you know, it's not just the music that we lost.
Yeah. Buddy's wife was pregnant. She miscarried shortly after that. And it was, you know, all of these families were involved. As a matter of fact, at this deal tonight in Clear Lake, they're having, well, actually, it'll be this afternoon from 11 to 2. They're having a picnic and dance with the Ritchie Valens family that can come and pay a small fee to be part of that. So those names do live on, and they live on with other people, with the Beatles, with the Rolling Stones, with so many artists that would come that would be affected, especially by the Buddy Holly music. Now, the Big Bopper, J.P. Richardson, Jules Perry Richardson, that was a novelty record, but it was 58, 59. There were a lot of novelty records that made it. You know, the Chipmunk song and Witch Doctor and Transfusion by Nervous Norvis. I don't know what it was about that, about a year and a half period. But Buddy Holly wrote so many things, did so many things, and he's been a catalyst for growth of so many groups all over the country. As a matter of fact, coming to St. Louis very soon, and I don't have the date offhand, it's Buddy, the Buddy Holly story.
Yeah.
And that it's traveled and continues to
travel.
Saw
that at the Muni a couple of years ago. Yeah. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Just so much fun.
And here we are. This is, oh my gosh, it's going to be 59 years ago all this happened.
1959. So what, are you going to pay some tribute this weekend on Route 66?
Yeah. I'm going to, we're going to have, tonight, we'll have something by each of the, the only thing I'm really going to play by the Big Bopper is Chantilly Lace.
Sure.
And then we've got a couple of versions of a song called Three Stars. Three Stars, Eddie Cochran is the best known person to do it, but the hit was by a guy named Tommy D with Carol Kay. You know, it's like one of these forgotten 45s, yet it got up to a number 11 in Billboard and eventually sold 1 million copies.
Wow.
And the Three Stars, of course, are about the three stars that died tragically. And Eddie Cochran recorded in 59, just a little before he died, and it wasn't released until 66 in England and not till 72 in the United States, but it wasn't a hit. But it's a good song. And in the song, Eddie Cochran actually is sobbing.
Really?
Through the middle of the song. Very sad.
And we have an early blues game tonight, so you'll have about a complete show.
Yes, yes.
All right.
I hope you'll be there. Well, right after the blues, probably about 9:15, 9:20.
Right after blues hockey, listen to Johnny Rabbit as we commemorate this anniversary, February 3rd, 1959, the day the music died. Johnny, thank you so much for joining me once again.
Well, Brian, thank you very much.
That's Johnny Rabbit. I'm Brian Kelly. Total Information AM continues with the news coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.